Leftists attack Ben Carson for posing with white Trump supporters, Uncle Ben. By Hannah Blow on February 4, 2020. Donald Trump Jr. and Trump campaign senior advisor Katrina Pearson slammed leftists who unleashed a barrage of attacks on HUD Secretary Ben Carson for posing with high-profile Trump supporters donning KKK hats. Tweets referred to Carson as Uncle Ben and accused the plane full of white supremacists of not giving Carson a legitimate seat. Trump Jr., however, noted that Carson did not have a seat because he was flying first class with my family. Former Senator Claire McCaskill, DeMo, sparked the controversy after tweeting an image of Trump supporters, including Carson, on a plane departing Iowa. One of these things is not like the others. Hint, they made him squat in the aisle so he was visible, McCaskill said of Carson, who can be seen at the center of the photo. Donald Trump Jr. responded to McCaskill, laying out the two problems with her assessment. 1. Dr. Ben Carson did not have a seat in this pic because he was sitting in first class with my family too. Dr. Carson is not a thing, he is a world-renowned, life-saving neurosurgeon anyway, how's unemployment? He added. Only a closet racist would make such an incredibly stupid and non-factual observation. There were several things on that plane, Pearson shot back, blasting McCaskill for referring to Carson as a thing and noting her own status as a black woman. Two others in that row. You're trying too hard, but don't worry. You'll see us soon in a town near you, she added. Nonetheless, the photo invited a series of controversial takes from prominent left-wing individuals on Twitter. It looks like they had Ben Carson as there serving food and beverages. Then someone said sit down and get in the picture with us. Uncle Ben, left-wing activist Tariq Nasheed wrote. Ben Carson not having a seat in a photo full of white supremacists seems on brand, marketing professional Frederick Joseph said. I'm just sad that on Rosa Parks' birthday, neurosurgeon Ben Carson gives up his seat to a bunch of white Trump supporters and keep Iowa great MAGA hats. Eugene Gu, a prominent anti-Trump figure on social media, remarked. There is a lot happening in this picture, but also only one thing happening, the New York Times' Shane Goldmisher wrote. Oh, that's right. Black people like myself and Ken Blackwell aren't considered black unless we're Democrats or kissing the asses of white liberals in the media, Pearson wrote in response to Goldmisher's tweet. You may want to delete this racist tweet, she added. I mean, why else would this photo trigger you? Still, several anti-Trump users on Twitter continue to offer commentary on the image. Today's Republican Party lets the black guy up from the back of the bus, plane, for photos only, one wrote. Another photoshopped Klansman hoods over everyone in the image, writing, I fixed it so that Ben Carson looks just like every other Republican. Carson has yet to respond to the incoming critiques.